Good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Lamed Daled Lamed Hey, which is the Melachos of Mesartet and Memachek. And we're moving on to Simon Beis, where the Chayyadim introduces the Melacha of Memachek. So Memachek in the Mishkan was after they would take the Tachash, and they're going to be using the hide of the Tachash in the process of making the coverings which go over the Mishkan. So the hide had to be scraped down. There shouldn't be any hairs which are still stuck to the hide. So that process of scraping down the hide to make it smooth and remove all of the hairs which are there goes under the umbrella of the Melacha of Memachik. One of the questions which we have to explain is, how does Memachik differ from Gozes? To clarify the question more, we discussed when we learned Gozes, what is the definition of the Melacha of Gozes? If the definition of the Melacha of Gozes is taking hair to use it, so we have a simple answer. The Melacha of Gozes is to take the hair to use. A person is shearing the sheep to take the wool, to use the wool. But in the case where a person is taking off the hair, not for the purpose of the hair, but the purpose of the hide which is left behind, so that Melacha, that's not the Melacha of Gozes. But in the case where one is doing it to benefit the hide, we're moving that one to the Melacha Kama Machik. However, there were Rishonim which said the Melacha of Gozes works both ways. The Melacha of Gozes can be done if its purpose is to use the hair. The Melacha of Gozes is also relevant if the person is doing it to benefit the hide. Excuse me. So then the question remains, that seems to be the Gozes and the Machik seem to overlap. Let's read the language of the Chayyadim and try and answer this question. The Chayyadim says in Kol Beis, a Maver Seir, B'tzemer Me'av Ha'or, the person who moves the hair or the fleece off of the Acher Misa, after the animal is dead. Now, there are those, according to, would say that the Melacha of Memachik, by definition, is only true when you're dealing with an animal which is dead already, when the person's alive, because, or an animal's alive, I'm sorry. So the nature of the hairs that is going to grow back, that's lacking the permanency which is necessary to generate the Melacha of Memachik. We have a general rule that Melacha Shabbos has to have a kiyum, but by Memachik, the point is to create a tikkun in the item, to make the item usable by smoothing it out. If it's going to grow back, you haven't accomplished that. So it's only for Misa, Achiyaklik Pinehor, or until the face of the hide is smooth. Chai Mishim Memachik, that's the example of Memachik, which fine. So that's an example of a machik. Now, v'chena shof b'yoda al ha'or ha'matuach ben amudim, v'sho'osim ha'soifrim ibera klaf, chai mishum ha'machik. Person has the hide which has been stretched out. And there's poles, and he stretched it out. A person is rubbing it down. So the goal is to scrape off any pieces of hide which are themselves are more, sometimes are more bumpy and high in one spot over the rest. So the process of scraping away the ore itself will also be mamachik. It doesn't have to be removing something which is a different species. But even this item itself, scraping away some of the leather, to create a more uniform leather surface is going to be the malacha of a machik. If it doesn't give any benefit, so then it doesn't give any benefit, so that's not the malacha. So those are examples of a machik. Then we have to clarify, according to some Rishonim, how to understand the difference between gozes and a machik, as this is in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.